Schools in Orlando have enrolled nearly 2,000 Puerto Rican students since Hurricane Maria hit the island. Most don't know when or if they will ever go back, and it's taking a toll on everyone. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The first stop for Puerto Rican kids and their families when they arrive in Orlando is a couple of tables the district has set up at the airport to register them for school.
Okay, mire, con este documento no necesita nada, o sea, necesita los documentos que dicen.
Parents and guardians are told they'll eventually need to produce school transcripts, medical and immunization records. But because most left Puerto Rico with just the clothes on their backs, the district is waiving these and other requirements and assigning kids to schools anyway. Still, school superintendent Dr. Barbara Jenkins says she's gotten angry calls about taking in Puerto Rican kids.
They thought we were talking about immigrants, and we said these are citizens of the United States, and they are welcome here, and we will take every last one of them into our classrooms immediately. They are our children. We will never run short on compassion.
That compassion runs deep at Colonial High School, where Principal Jose Martinez has already enrolled about 95 kids, not just from Puerto Rico, but the Virgin Islands as well. It helps that of the 240 faculty and staff members here, more than half have family ties to Puerto Rico, including Martinez, which is why every chance he gets, he reminds students.
My family was you. My grandparents were you. My cousins were you. And you all have a story. And although you may be leaving some of your family behind, you may be leaving them behind, but you are carrying them with you in your hearts.
Martinez clears the table in his office and brings in five recent arrivals from Puerto Rico.
We only had an hour to say bye to our families.
Yerian Roldan is 17.
So I'm just like really worried. Like most of my family are elderly, so.
For Yerian's younger sister, Darian, the first few days were the hardest.
In my mind, I was like, okay, this is only temporary. I'm only going to stay here for a month, and then I'm going to go back. And, like, I kept on waiting, but we never really got that call that we were going to go back.
Yo quisiera volver a Puerto Rico, pero la verdad es que...
Zuleika Avila, 17, says she wants to return, but she's not sure if Puerto Rico will ever recover. Zuleika, a senior, had plans to attend college and study medicine in San Juan next spring. But her mom doesn't want to go back. Zuleika says she feels lost, alone.
Me siento perdida y estoy sola.
I know exactly how that feels, says 16-year-old Oxuen Casta Rodriguez. He just doesn't want to show it.
I don't want to feel overwhelmed. I don't want to be in an emotional stress all the time.
The group grows quiet.
I would like to say something.
Rebecca Felix Lambert, a shy 16-year-old from Rio Piedra, Puerto Rico, says she has some advice for anyone who wants to listen.
If you live in somewhere and there's an earthquake, hurricane, tornado, or anything, some kind of disaster, you might think you're in despair, but there will always be help there. Something good is going to come out of the bad.
They all nod in agreement. It's lunchtime at Colonial High. The students say goodbye and fade into the crowd. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.